Time for an edition of The Wash Up that takes a look at the GDFL, an absolute thriller at Galvin Park. There's just one pity about it. There was nobody there other than the players and officials to see it, with Melbourne's metro restrictions meaning no crowds. But after the siren, Daniel Boyd, with the scores tied, has kicked a goal to give the Centurions their fourth consecutive win. The coach of Central's, co-coach of Central's, Nick Smith, good enough to join us on the line. Nick, exciting finish. Just pity nobody was there to witness it happen.
Yeah, it was. It was a great finish to what was a pretty ordinary game, I think, really. I think all players seemed to struggle a little bit to get back into footy after that long break. And, I guess in the end, good to pinch a win and good to just be back playing, I think. It was great to see some smiles on the boys' faces after the game.
What does it mean to your footy club? You've been through the ringer a bit over the last 6 weeks. Obviously, you know, you go back to the Bannockburn game and plenty of stuff happened out of that, and then we're into a lockdown and you're under different circumstances to the 11 other clubs in the competition. Has it been a bit of a mental battle for the Centurions over the last six to eight weeks?
Yeah, it has been. I was actually sharing with someone, you know, I've been around footy for a fair while and been coaching for probably 25 years, and these last couple of years have been the toughest, easily, because you're just having to do so much more than just coach. You know, the part that I actually enjoy about footy is the game day. I'm actually not a big fan of the training and, all the stuff that goes in behind it, because I just love the actual game itself. And so when you think about it, I've been doing a lot of other things other than that. And politician, diplomat, counsellor, you know, you're playing a lot of different roles. And to be honest, mate, we're guessing a lot, aren't we? You know, like, what's the best thing to do? How do you manage them? How do you contact them? How do you keep them interested in footy when you're not gathering together physically, which is, I think, we've taken for granted that that's the standard, isn't it? Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we're always together, and that just hasn't been happening. So, yeah, look, to get a win, and as you know, mate, we've had a few injuries and suspensions, and, yeah, just been a really difficult year, so... To be honest, mate, to look and see that you're 7-1 after all that's happened, yeah, we're pretty proud of what we've achieved so far.
Take us through the closing stages that led up to Daniel Boyd having the shot at goal after the siren.
Yeah, well, the painful part was the fact that we blew a lead, you know, so we're actually sitting quite comfortably, probably 3 or 4 goals up for most of the second half, and then they really came at us in the last 5 to 10 minutes, got it back to a draw. I have to make sure I shout out Sam Brown. Took a real sort of match-saving goal line mark, probably with about a minute to go, which then just set up the last piece of play that sort of swept the ball forward. And even Boydie's mark was very lucky. Some poor goal post defender just actually kicked it off the ground from the back pocket, and it landed in his arms, sort of 40 out. And then the siren went just as he was standing about to take his kick. So it was really just about distance. It was a bit, if you picture that plug a locket kick, it was kind of like that. He just had to get it long enough, really, and he kicked it straight and, yeah, won by a goal.
Yep. Talk to us about the fact, though, that no crowd to enjoy it. Like, Centurions have a great following and you feed off your crowd. There's some big days there during the year, but to have nobody there, how did you create your own atmosphere yesterday to ensure, I suppose, there was a bit of energy on Galvin Park?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I don't know if anyone else does. I don't know if anyone really knows what the restrictions can and what you can and can't do under them, having been the first time ever. But we get a lot of energy from our reserves players. So as players, they were able to stay around and provide some energy. But we did talk to our senior group about, you are going to have to create your own energy and voice and, you know, and all that sort of stuff is going to be really important today. Otherwise, it's going to feel really flat. And I didn't think we did a great job of that, to be honest, Kingy. But I guess in the end, we did enough to be playing well enough to be in a position where Boydie can get you over the line at the end. But it was very weird. I really feed off the crowd too. Like, I love the fact that we're representing more than just ourselves. And yeah, so it was weird not having your normal crew around, in particular the huddles. Like, it felt kind of like an intra-club game that you would have maybe at training, because there was no one around the huddles. And it was a weird one, mate. But look, I have to be honest, it wasn't like we were able to keep everybody from being there. And I think people who saw the game on Facebook know that, I mean, how do you stop people from coming into a public recreation reserve?
Yep.
We hadn't really worked out how to do it.
A lot of dog walkers?
There did seem to be some dog walkers, or someone did point out, do you walk the dog with a barbecue? But there was definitely a few people around, but they stayed away from the players, any that were there, and we were able to, the club rooms are locked, so from our perspective, we did all we could to do that. You would know, Tingy, ours is a precinct, like we had soccer, there was two games of cricket going on the front two ovals, so it was a bit bizarre, because when I actually turned up, I'm thinking, oh, this would be good. I'll be able to get I couldn't get a car park. So you tell me how that works in lockdown. Anyway.
You've got a big couple of weeks coming up. East Geelong trip to Richmond Crescent, and they're in really good form. The Eagles are probably not surprised a few, because they were finalists a couple of years ago, but they've, franked that form from 2 years ago. And then you've got Invalia. The next fortnight's going to be really crucial to determine whether you finish with that top three berth now that we are exactly halfway through the season.
Yeah, agreed, mate. And we've been watching East Geelong pretty closely, and obviously rate them. They seem to be in pretty good form, and obviously Inverleigh still undefeated. So, and to be honest, mate, it's why yesterday's result was so important, because we lose that, puts a lot more pressure on the next 2 weeks. But by winning that, it puts you in a position where if you can win the next two, you could be sitting on top by the end of that. So, we try as much as we can just to focus on us and our process and how we want to play footy. And we weren't actually all that happy with how we played. I spoke to Tari afterwards. He felt like we were all a bit scratchy after that week back. So I'm looking forward to seeing how the boys pull up. Most of them said it felt like, that first game of the year where you blow up a bit towards the later part of the game. Just, match fitness and prep and all that sort of stuff not quite being right. So... the next 2 weeks will be interesting, mate. We're always looking to test ourselves, so playing the top teams, and hopefully we'll get Nath Johnson back from his 11-week, 4-week suspension or whatever it was. The poor guy just texts me every week to say, can I play this week? No, mate, not this week. So that'll be up. He's champing at the bit and ready to go. And then we got Maddie Miller and sort of Connor Linehan-Cunningham will go close to getting right maybe for the Inverleigh game. So... we got to get a bit of our quality back over the next few weeks and, see what we look like at the end of those two games.
No injuries yesterday. Did you get through okay?
We lost Jake Pettit early on, but it looked more like a bad corky, and it just got some heavy contact to the side of his leg. So, he only really played the first half. But other than that, got through okay. And we had a lot of guys, playing... playing a bit underdone still, guys like Baldy and that who had, missed a lot of footy, and even Baldy himself, hasn't been back long from his broken nose, so we feel like we're running into a bit of form. And to be honest, mate, Bell Post Hill were as good as we've seen, and when I was talking to Tari, he said similar, that they really were a good team. They've got a great even spread of talent, some good hard-bodied mids and moved the ball well coached. It was actually a good game, not a high-quality game, but just a really tight game for the whole day. So we're expected to work. We've got a couple more weeks of that ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, well done. A thriller. As I said, pity that there's nobody there legally to see it, but I suspect, as you say, there was a few people in the Galvin Park precinct and got to see a really good game of footy. Well done, and we appreciate your time on the wash-up.
Yeah, thanks, King.